是喧嚣还是宁静，是快乐还是忧伤。曾经我以为我喜欢霓虹闪烁，车水马龙，现在我却在追求心灵的自由呼吸。听歌学英语，让知识随耳入心，让音乐随心入耳。All the feelings that you hide, gonna tear you up inside. You hope she knows you try. 专业的演唱技巧，超高水准的词曲创作，以及宛如天籁的优美音质，来自于歌曲 Unforgivable Sinner 不可饶恕的罪人。各位好，欢迎来到可可英语网听歌学英语栏目，我是 Candice。Liam Marlin 有着甜美的外表，更有着在音乐方面独树一格且与众不同的特质。 Unforgivable Sinner 是 Liam Marlin 的第一张专辑 Playing My Game 里的单曲，在挪威发行后被人称为挪威小精灵，是第一张首张专辑就在瑞典取得突破的挪威艺人。紧凑的伴乐、空灵沙哑的嗓音以及整首歌里充满的灰色色调，让人无法联想到这竟是他在15岁时创作的歌曲。他的声音里没有稚嫩，有的只是对青春真实的思考与怀想。下面我们一起来欣赏这首《不可饶恕的罪人》（Unforgivable Sinner）。Gonna tear you up inside. You hope she knows you tried. Follows you around all day, and you wake up soaking wet. Cause between this world and eternity, there is a face you hope to see. You know where you've sent it. You should know where you are. You're trying.You see, it won't disappear. Not unpleasant dreams or illusions you need. You know where you've sent it. You should know where you are. You're trying to ease up, but you know you won't get far. And now she's not there. Sings like an angel, but you can't hear those words. And now she's up there. 过后，欢迎回来，这里是听歌学英语，我是今天的主播 Candice。 Unforgivable Sinner 来自 Liam Marlin， 下面我们来了解一下歌词大意。Kinda lose your sense of time. 你好像失去了对时间的感觉。 Cause the days no matter no more. 因为这些日子已经不再代表什么。 No matter 无论不管。 No matter how hard he may try, he will not succeed. 不管他怎么努力去干都不会成功。 No matter 还可以表示不重要，比如说I want to do something else, but it's no matter. 我想干点别的事儿，但那并不重要。No more, 不再。I will be no more senior high school student come next July. 当明年七月到来时，我就不再是高中生了。来回顾一下歌词 ,The days no matter no more. 这些日子已经不再有任何意义了。The feelings that you hide gonna tear you up inside. 你所掩饰的感情想要打开你的内心。很简单的一个短语是 tear up, 撕碎。比如说 I guess I'd better tear up the letter and start over again. 我想我最好把信撕了重写一遍。I guess I'd better tear up the letter and start over again. The picture you see won't disappear. Not unpleasant dreams or voices you need.Follows you around all day and you wake up soaking wet. 这段感情整天困扰着你，你每天哭着醒来。Soak, S-O-A-K, 指浸泡、浸透。Soaking wet 在这里指一种完全湿透了的状态。比如说 Caught in the heavy rain, my clothes were soaking wet. 由于赶上了大雨，我的衣服都被淋湿了。歌词 You wake up soaking wet 意思是你哭着醒过来。You're trying to ease off, but you know you won't get far. Ease, E-A-S-E, 作为名词呢，表示容易或者悠闲、安逸。常用的短语有 feel at ease, 觉得自在、舒适。比如说 I don't feel at ease in the strange place. 在这个陌生的地方，我觉得很不自在。那么 ease 作为动词呢，就是减轻、放松、缓和。歌词中搭配了介词 off, 再来听几个例句。Having a cup of coffee can ease up your pressure. 喝杯咖啡可以减轻你的压力。You look very tired, you'd better ease off. 你看起来很累了，还是减轻点工作吧。Get far, 字面意思是走得远，在日常的口语表达中呢，可以灵活来使用。比如说 You won't get far if you don't work hard. 你要是不努力，就不会有很大的成就。I started to paint the house, but I couldn't get far. 我开始粉刷房子，但是呢，还没有干多少。Struggling with a fight inside, swallow your defeat. Struggle 作为动词和名词都表示奋斗、斗争。作为动词时搭配介词 with， 表示与某人、某物做斗争。比如说 All his life has been struggling with illness. 他的一生都在与疾病做斗争。Struggle with oneself, 在内心与自己进行斗争。After struggling with myself for some days, I decided to accept his offer. 经过了好几天的思想斗争，我决定接受他的求婚。Sorrow, S-O-R-R-O-W, 悲痛、悲伤作为名词和动词呢都是可以的。分别来举例 ,Life has many joys and sorrows, 人生有很多的欢乐和悲伤。We sorrow over the death of his son. 我们都为他的儿子的死感到悲伤。来回顾一下歌词 Struggling with a fight inside. 你内心在做着斗争 Sorrow your defeat. 你将战胜悲痛。Unforgivable Sinner 是挪威小精灵 Liam Marlin 的成名曲，表达的是对感情的一种剖析，对于感情失落后的困惑，还有对未来的茫然自责。更多精彩的英文好歌尽在格格听歌学英语，我是 Candice， 咱们下期节目不见不散，拜拜。 GC